back in high school. I'm at a high school basketball game, sitting with my buddy Nate, my best friend growing up. He's wearing a baseball cap with a Mercedes-Benz logo on it.
Mm-hmm.
A guy in the audience says, "What'd you pay for that cap?" And my buddy Nate said, $10. And the guy said, "You paid $10 to advertise for Mercedes-Benz."
Yeah.
And my buddy Nate didn't get it. He thought the guy was a jerk. But I learned more about marketing in that three-minute exchange than I ever did in school.
Oh, I make people so mad. One of my pet peeves is you go buy a car, and the guy puts a little sticker on it that says, "Joe Blow Motors," on the back of your car. And I walk around, and I say, okay, now I'm in the advertising business, right? I consider that a 2x3 classified. So I'm figuring, I give you a hell of a deal. $3 a month. I'm going to own the car for 5 years. You know, so, you know, if you'll cut me a check for that now, I'll go ahead and leave the sticker on.
You've really done this, Bob?
Oh, I absolutely do it. You will not find one of those stickers on one of my cars. I take them off. If they don't pay me, I take them off.
How do they respond?
Oh, they're crazy about it. I mean, some of them say, "Well, if you damage the paint, that's your problem." And I said, "No, you put it on there. Before I sign the bottom line on this, take it off or take this amount of money off of the bottom line or cut me a check." And I had one guy say, "You know, this is the most ridiculous thing I ever saw." And then he sat down and started peeling the label off, and pretty soon he just threw his hands up and got one of the mechanics. He said, "Can you get that label off of there?" And the mechanic said, "I told you we shouldn't put them on until you sell the damn thing."
Really? You've really done that?
Oh, I do it every time. Every time.
My goodness, Bob, you are a radical.
I know, and